Doug Yeager was an active participant in the music scene here in Cincinnati back in the 1960s. Not only did he co-own the great club Reflections on Calhoun Street, but he also promoted bands from the area and took them to Europe. One of the bands he became friends with was Ivan and the Sabres, whose drummer was Freddie Meyer, and Freddie became a lifelong friend. I spoke with Doug by phone on September 23rd about his friend who's now living in France. Doug, one of your friends is Freddie Meyer from Ivan and the Sabres. Tell us about his career and what's happened to him since he moved to France.
Oh, my. Freddie's life is worthy of a feature film. He grew up in Centerville, Ohio, just 38 miles north of Cincinnati, and he and his classmates formed Ivan and the Sabres, which in the early to mid-60s was arguably the most popular rock band in Ohio. They continued on into, I guess, 68, but he left the group in 66. He was the drummer in the group, and I might say it's important to note that Freddie was born with one leg missing above his knee. And so he was a poster child for the one company, the main company in America that made artificial limbs, happened to be in Dayton. And so he was their poster boy. They'd show him playing his drums. They'd show him playing baseball and riding his bicycle. However, when it got to rock and roll, it just, because of the old-fashioned legs, which just had a hinge on it, he could only play the drums and sing. But his idol was James Brown from when he was a kid, and he wanted to sing and dance like James Brown and do that music. He spent several months with the engineers at the manufacturing company, and they invented a artificial limb with a hydraulic pump in the knee, which allowed, when you kick it out, it will kick back, and so it will react like a normal knee. And that's when he left Ivan and the Sabres and formed a group called Salvation and His Army. And they did all of James Brown's great numbers, Wilson Pickett, Sam and Dave. And he just was becoming a sensation in Cincinnati as the white James Brown. And he got to know James. And in 1967, my big brother Daniel Wolf and I started bringing Cincinnati bands on tour of Europe because I'd been going to college there. 67, we actually brought the second grouping of Ivan and the Sabres, along with the group Strangers in Town and Diane Dittmar, who stayed in Europe and became a star. And then the next year, we brought Salvation and His Army, Freddie's band. In Europe in the summer, the most popular nightclubs, and these are big clubs, were in Saint-Tropez, France. So we had Freddie at one of these rooms, the Voom Voom. And stars would come every night because they were all vacationing in Saint-Tropez. The most famous inhabitant of Saint-Tropez was Brigitte Bardot. She finally came to the club maybe the third week we were there because we were booked there the entire summer. And she just was so attracted to Freddie, fell in love with Freddie. And when people in Europe heard about that, they'd all fly in to see Freddie perform, and we'd have Jane Fonda and her husband Roger Vadim and Natalie Wood and Elsa Martinelli and Hollywood producers, etc. And so the most popular record company in France was called Barclay Records. So Brigitte Bardot and Barclay Records formed a record company just for Freddie, and he became a big star in Europe and in Africa and the Caribbean, etc. I even brought him back and did a concert at Reflections in 1971 in Cincinnati, and we recorded it as a live album. However, through the years of that pounding, as one would do on a James Brown-type show, it caused curvature of his spine and spinal stenosis and scoliosis of the spine, and the last time of his giving concerts was probably 4 years ago, and he would have to take huge amounts of painkillers. He'd give a concert and go to bed for 24 hours. And finally, he heard of a new operation he might be able to have where they could direct the nerves that were causing so much pain from his spine so the pain would stop, including the sciatica nerves. And when they operated on him, they did it improperly and crushed half of his spinal cord. So for the last several years, it kept increasing, getting worse. And today he's 90% paralyzed below the chest, which, because of its location, has weakened his heart greatly, his lungs. He's on a lung machine. He's been in and out of the hospital regularly, and the doctors predicted he wouldn't last another day or two on three different occasions the last few months. And each time he somehow bounces back. The last time, just last week, they thought it was hours to go. They gave him blood transfusion and iron transfusions because he's bleeding in his stomach and they don't know where it's coming from and what's causing it and where it's going. But then he was given hours to go, and the next morning he calls me. And so it's been like that for quite a few months now. I went to visit him last year. He has the most wonderful wife in the world, Pierrette, who should be made a saint. She has just been so wonderful as a caretaker and the love of his life. And basically, as he tells me, he says, I wake up from these episodes where they think I'm not going to make it, and I see her face, and that tells me I want to continue living. And so that is Freddie's condition today. And even if you didn't know him back in the days, going to see Ivan the Sabres and Salvation His Army, I would ask that you send your prayers and healing thoughts to Freddie, who has been living in France for the last 51 years now.
Well, thanks for sharing his story. It's important to remember these musicians who have given so much joy to us over the years.
Yes, yes. And Freddie, he was a unique artist. And, you know, he had the innocent look of David Cassidy, and yet he was, when he did It's a Man's World or I Who Have Nothing or Cold Sweat, he was anything but the innocent young boy.
Well, thanks, Doug, for sharing his story.
Thank you, Lee.
I've been in conversation tonight with Doug Yeager, who shared his memories with us of his friend Freddie Meyer. I'm Lee Hay.
Like you when you say, don't call me.